Well, just 3 months after announcing new owners for the Sundance Mountain Resort there in Provo Canyon, the new team announcing improvement plans for this summer. On the phone with an update, I have the general manager of Sundance Mountain Resort, Chad Longmire. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Leslie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us. So the news that Robert Redford was selling the resort happened back in December. I mean, any changes that you've noticed since then other than really where the paycheck comes from?
Great question. Well, yeah, when that announcement was made on December 11th, you know, I know for a lot of people it was a surprise. For others, they probably thought it was something that, you know, would happen eventually. And to your question, has it changed? The good news is that it has not. So much work and time was put into finding the right next steward and owner of this place. You know, Robert Redford really himself led that effort, and there was no shortage of people and companies who were interested in purchasing this. And he personally selected the next stewards because it's a group of people who really want to keep Sundance the way it is. I think for many of our longtime fans, their biggest question and concern is, you know, is Sundance going to change? And I always say it's the best of both worlds, which is we will have the capital that allows us to improve in the areas that we need to. But I know that new ownership, and myself included, we're committed to making sure that Sundance continues upon the values that Robert Redford founded it upon and that he's operated under for the past 51 years. So our hope is that people, as they continue to visit Sundance, they're pleasantly surprised at some of the enhancements and additions, but then they recognize that it still feels like the same Sundance that they love and that they're familiar with.
Yeah. Well, word on the street is that the resort was never a big moneymaker for Mr. Redford. I mean, that my guess is that will likely need to change with the new owners. So what does that mean? I mean, do we look at higher lift tickets, more expensive food? I mean, where does that, getting more people on the mountain?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And before I answer that, you know, to your comment of Robert Redford, yes, there one word I would use to describe him for these past 51 years is generosity. He's been very generous to every employee who's worked here, every guest who has come to Sundance. That's just who he is, and I think we're also grateful for that. With this new ownership, you know, I think it's very similar where they see this as a legacy project. It's not first and foremost about ROI. It's first and foremost about taking, you know, a property like this that's so special and really having an opportunity to further enhance it, just to kind of, you know, to refine it, you know, slowly improve some areas. And as we do that, we're very confident that there's a return on that investment as well. It's not a quick ROI. It's a long, sustained ROI. But as we do improve the mountain, such as, you know, a new high-speed chairlift as we're doing, and certainly as we add more lodging and, you know, increase skier services such as, you know, additional rental facilities, additional food and beverage offerings, all of those things go to support the ROI, but they keep the mission of Sundance the same as well.
Sure. So a lot of people wondering, any plans for Sundance to join in on the Epic or Icon Pass?
Yeah, you know, we've had no conversations about that yet. It's not to say it wouldn't ever happen, but it's definitely not in our short-term plan or discussions. We feel like, you know, we have a unique market. We're unique in many ways, and I think because of that, I don't think we feel that we fit in that type of program as well. So I don't see that happening in the near future. It's not to say it would never happen, but there's no plans right now.
All right. And then, of course, the resort was a big part of the Sundance Film Festival. Will the Institute be able to continue using those facilities when we get back to a normal?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I'm so glad you asked that, because new ownership as well is very committed to our ongoing relationship with the Sundance Institute. They're at the core of what we do here. I often say that's what, you know, feeds our creative soul and spirit here at Sundance, is the Institute's presence when they're here, you know, primarily in the summertime with their film labs and workshops, and then, of course, during the festival. So, yes, we will absolutely continue our relationship. In fact, this week we will be meeting with a lot of the Institute leadership team and really hearing from them and discussing their future needs and how those needs can be met within our, you know, plans as we further enhance the resort. So it'll be a very coordinated effort. And again, that was something very important to Robert Redford, but also very important to me and also our new ownership group to continue that relationship.
All right. Well, then earlier this month, of course, the owner's announcing that they plan to pour a bunch of money into the resort. We're not talking an expansion, but rather just on-mountain improvements.
Yeah, that's right. And this is just step one. I mean, this really is phase one. You know, this is going to be a 1 to 5 year plan. So there, you know, down the road, I think you will see that there are some areas that we can expand the terrain and add more acreage. That's not what's happening this year, but down the road, that certainly can happen. This year's focus was really to improve the areas that needed the most improvement. And first and foremost, it's replacing raised lift. You know, raised lift is our main chairlift out of the base area here. It's a 26-year-old fixed grip lift that has two midway stations. So, you know, the average lift ride time on that is 20 to 22 minutes. Replacing that now with a high-speed detachable that has one midway station, we'll turn that into a 7-minute lift ride. And the other fun thing is, you know, originally we're going to put the new lift almost in the same lift line as raised lift. And kind of last minute, I'd say, just a few weeks ago, we rethought that, and this new lift now goes to what we call Mandan Summit, which is, you know, about 200 feet higher than Ray's Summit and offers much better views of Timpanogos. And it also reopens, you know, some ski runs that haven't had lift access since 1995. So we're very excited to, you know, to kind of reopen this Mandan Summit skiing area. And not only does that benefit the winter skier and snowboarder, but in the summertime we do so many scenic lift riders, and it'll make that experience much better as well.
Ah, okay. So is this new high speed, are we talking about a 4 or a 6 lift?
Yeah, great question. It's a 4. And, you know, we thought about that. We contemplated 6, but for a variety of reasons. And one of those being, you know, we're currently in a pandemic and who knows what our future brings. But, you know, as you know, right now, resorts are sometimes only putting 1, 2, 3 people per chair. We felt going with the quad, but high speed detachable seemed to be the right equation for our mountain. So that's what we went with.
Okay. And then the second chair lift is a fixed grip quad. So how long of a lift is that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I know when someone just reads the press release, it's probably a little confusing, but that lift primarily is to connect the top point of this new high speed chair and then our back mountain. So it's more of a return lift from the back mountain to get back up to Mandan Summit, and that's primarily for our summer traffic. You know, we have such a high number of people doing scenic mm-hmm. lift rides, mountain biking, of course our zip line. So we have to have a continual way to get guests all the way to the top of the back mountain. So that second fixed grip chair on the back of Mandan Summit will primarily be a summer lift. I mean, we can run it in the wintertime as a return lift, but most skiers will choose just to ski around the mountain. But it really services more of the summer business. And so it's a much shorter lift, and it's just the small segment on the backside of Mandan.
Okay. And then there's also plans for more parking. Where are you going to put that?
Yeah, it's a great question, too. And, you know, I like to emphasize you won't even see that. It's not like we're expanding the space area because we really can't, and we don't want to take away from, you know, any of the buildings or the natural vegetation. So this is in an area that we call the Boneyard, you know, and it's in the upper lot, but specifically the east side of the upper lot. And it's a very kind of hidden area, and we just need to further kind of excavate some area and further improve it. And by doing so, we can get another 125, 150 parking spots, which really should satisfy, you know, the needs on most of our high demand days.
Okay. This is where we see a lot of parking for the summer theater and things like that.
That's right. Yep.
All right. Exactly. And then you're also hoping to add some more snowmaking guns?
Yes, not only guns, but it'll be a complete revamp of our snowmaking system. Our snowmaking system is over 20 years old, and, you know, most importantly, we'll be adding a reservoir up on the mountain. Currently, we draw water. We have water rights to draw water right out of that stream that runs through the village, but this will allow us to have a reservoir system up on the mountain. We'll have new lines, and as you said, new guns as well, because as we all know with climate change, it's so important that on those early season cold days, we can blow as much snow as possible. So this should really allow us to open, you know, more terrain, better terrain earlier in the season, which is obviously our goal.
Wow. And then one more project is to do some renovations to the Creekside building. This is kind of the big conference area, or no?
So the Creekside building is actually where it's kind of as your first pull in. It's the first building that you see. The lower level of the building is our ski rental shop. The upper level, half of it is a food services now, and the other half of it is office space, including my office, where I've been for over 20 years. So we'll be moving all the offices out of this building, renovating it so the entire upper level becomes food and beverage services. And it's kind of fun because we're not exactly sure what that's going to be yet. In fact, we have meetings later this week with ownership where we'll be further developing and brainstorming this idea. All we know is that we want to expand the whole thing, the whole upper level, to be food and beverage services. As to what that is, we're not quite sure yet. It may be similar to a deli format. It may be similar more to a skier's cafeteria. It may be, you know, a limited service restaurant. It may be a couple of those. We're just having some fun right now, really thinking through what makes most sense in that renovation. But we identify that as a very important area. The views from this building looking at Timpanogos are incredible. We want to capture more of those views. We want to create a way where we're bringing the outdoor in more, you know, more larger windows and just indoor-outdoor space. So, we're very excited about that.
Okay, and I think that the goal for all ski resorts this year was just to stay open. So I think we've been successful that. But what kind of season have you had?
We feel so fortunate. It's been a really great season for us, and we're just so appreciative to all of our guests who have been patient, and they've just, you know, really followed all of the safety protocols that we've put in place that's allowed us to continue this season, and our numbers have done well. I mean, a couple of trends that are interesting is, of course, we've seen more midweek business. The other thing is we operate night skiing four nights a week, and the night skiing has just been incredible. We just have had an overwhelming response to night skiing during COVID. On the food and beverage side, we've been very fortunate. We did a few creative things. For example, we took the rehearsal hall building, which is that large conference space right next to the pond, and we turned that into our skier cafeteria this winter. You know, because we haven't had as many groups here, so it allowed us to use that space more for public dining, and that's been it's been very well received. We have a food truck that's done really well this winter as well, so it's been fun.
Well, we'll bring you back on to talk more about the summer season. I mean, are you starting to think that you might have some kind of summer season?
We really are. We're feeling more and more confident every day. As so many of your listeners know, we operate a summer theater. We have the Bluebird Cafe concert series. We'll make our final decision on those two events around the first part of April, but we're feeling very confident that both of those should take place this summer. And we're so excited once we can announce that and start selling tickets. And I think for me, once I'm up at one of those events is when it's going to feel like, okay, I think we've gotten through this. You know, just to be in an event like that again, one of the many traditions of Sundance. But we anticipate this summer to feel quite normal, and we're really looking forward to that.
Okay. Well, Chad, anything else you wanted to mention?
Well, again, I think just really emphasizing again that, you know, one of the things I've heard from so many people as they've learned about new ownership here at Sundance is just the concern that it's going to change. And I can't emphasize that enough. Our new ownership has put together kind of what they call the land rules. And it's things like low density sensitive. It's the idea of embracing the funkiness. Anything that we develop here, nothing will be taller than the tallest trees. You know, simpler is always better. You know, it's just all these kind of ideas and beliefs that we're going to keep Sundance the same. And we're always complimented and love the fact that so many people from the Park City market like to come down to Sundance kind of as their getaway. And we just want to continue to welcome all of your listeners down this way and look forward to some exciting things in the future.
Okay. Chad Linebaugh is the general manager of Sundance Mountain Resort. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Leslie.